Corey Lewandowski, media bypassing Hunter Biden scandal to attack Trump. By Sean Moran on September 21, 2019. Corey Lewandowski, President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, told Breitbart News Saturday the media continue to bypass former Vice President Joe Biden's scandals to focus on Trump. A Wall Street Journal report suggested that President Trump repeatedly urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to look into former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his business dealings in the Eastern European country. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani has said that Biden, as vice president, worked to shield from investigation a Ukrainian gas company with ties to Hunter. The journal report arises as a whistleblower filed a complaint within the federal intelligence community regarding the president's communication with the Ukraine government. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle called this issue the last bite at the collusion apple. Lewandowski told Boyle that the media want to ignore Biden's potential political scandal by focusing on Trump's communication with foreign powers. "Well, Matt, it's because the memory of the national media, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, have been so disappointed that the Mueller report did not say that the president colluded or coordinated with an outside organization that impacted the outcome of the election," the former Trump campaign manager said. "They want to bypass the fact that Joe Biden, in his own words, in multiple interviews, said that he threw the straw and had to go to the Ukraine and have a conversation and tell them to fire the individual that was doing the investigation into his son, or else they were going to withhold military aid to the Ukraine." Lewandowski added that the media narrative now is, "Oh, my God, Donald Trump might have had a conversation, asking if there was anything done related to the Hunter Biden investigation while they hyperventilate about Trump talking to Zelensky. It's a total double standard," he added. Lewandowski noted that the media continue to speculate while trying to undermine the president. He said the House Democrats do not have enough votes to impeach President Trump, so they have to focus on other non-scandals to attack him. "It's all speculation, and this is all media narrative." After the Democrats were crushed this week in the House Judiciary Committee, they don't have the votes to impeach the President of the United States. There is a fight between Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Nadler in Iowa over how they can keep the caucus together, Lewandowski said. They see that the 2020 election is going to be a larger margin of victory for Donald Trump than it was in 2016 in an Electoral College perspective. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.